Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it to your advantage, as thousands of you are every day. We thank you for that. We're very excited about the way you're using our website and the way you're subscribing to our newsletter, our free email newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And it is free, by the way, as is our blog, which you can come to our website and get, or you can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you through Real Simple Syndication. If you don't have that technology, which is a lot like, it's similar to an email program or an IM program, we have that available for free, three different providers that we'll help you to get for free. It's right there on the blog. And don't forget all the other things. And as you know, all my stuff has no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Come on in and use it. And to use it to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We're trying to get Albert Mensah on the line. We're having a little difficulty with that. And so I'm going to continue to march, though, because I have some things that I want to talk to you about myself. And maybe Albert will join us in a minute. Maybe he won't. But either way, you and I are going to continue to march. I want to talk to you about some things to think about. You know, someone once said, I'm trying to remember who said this, it's better to aim high and miss the mark than to aim too low and reach the mark. Think about that. It's better to aim high and miss than it is to aim low and reach that goal. Now, I like that. And because what this, and I wish I could remember who said that. I know who it was. I have the quote. I've used it in some stuff that I've written before. I just can't remember who it is. But anyway, maybe one of my crack team will look it up and tell me who said that. But the thing is, the reason I wanted to bring that up to you is because, and when you're striving for whatever it is that you're going to do today or tomorrow, or next month or next year, wherever you're going on this journey that you're on, what is it going to look like? You're the one who's going to make that happen. You're the one who's going to cause that to happen. So what are you thinking about? What is your goal? Is your goal to aim low and to reach it, or is it your goal to aim high, even though you might miss that mark? You know, if you never, this is all about pushing the envelope. If you never aim a little bit high, If you never cause yourself to have to stretch a little bit, to reach just a little bit, to go a little farther than you thought you could, you never will grow. You'll never reach the next level. You'll always be where you are. And I like what my friend Rick Pinion says: you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. So, what is your goal for life? Is it to stay comfortable, to be comfortable, to not have any pain, to never be in fear of failure, to never worry about making a mistake? Is that where you are? It might be. You need to check your position. And let me say this. It's not for me to say how you should be, what your behavior should be. It's not for me to say that if you're happy never putting yourself into a position where you could fail, never putting yourself into a position where you could make a mistake, it's not for me to say that that's wrong. That's not the way I think. And I don't think that's, but I do believe that that's not the way you can think and be successful as a small business owner. If that's the way you think, if you want to always be safe and comfortable and never make a mistake and never risk failure, then you need to be an employee and you need to find a certain kind of a job, the kind that will allow you to do that. And that's fine. Honest, I mean that. I wish you well. I really do. And I don't think anything less of you because that's the way you are. If that's the way you are, fine. What I'm trying to say is don't. If that's the way you are, you should recognize that. And you should not become a small business owner. See, I know people out there who are like that. They're sort of conflicted because they are like I just described, but yet they want to be a small business owner. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, it's not easy being a small business owner. And all of you small business owners, I see you nodding your head out there right now as I say that. It's not easy to be a small business owner. It's very difficult because it's very competitive on many, many levels. It's competitive with customers. It's competitive with even with vendors. Sometimes it's even competitive getting the right vendors. It's certainly competitive getting the right employees. And it's competitive getting the capital that we need to grow our businesses. And the only way you're going to be competitive, the only way you're going to be competitive in any of those areas, and you need to be competitive in all of those areas that I just mentioned, is if you're prepared to push your own envelope a little bit. If you're prepared to take a risk, if you're prepared to risk making a mistake, if you're prepared to risk failure, you must be prepared to risk what you know for what you might learn if you're going to be successful as a small business owner. Now, one of the things I think, and you've heard me use the term, don't seek perfection, seek excellence, or seek excellence, not perfection. You've heard me say that before many times. I think this is where people get, the reason I say that is because I think that's what happens to a lot of folks, is they try to create perfection. They try to imagine that what their next step, the result of their next decision should be perfect. It should be laid out perfectly. It should be executed perfectly. And everything should look the way in their mind it's supposed to look. And if it doesn't, if it looks like it might not happen that way, or if they're not positive and 100% sure that it will happen that way, then they don't do it. They stop. They get locked up. And when you do that, when you lock up, ladies and gentlemen, that's when the rest of the world just runs right over you. The competition runs right over you. Whatever level competition we're talking about, as I just described it a few minutes ago. We'll take a quick break. This is Terry Stafford, not Elvis, by the way, taking us out. I got a few more things along these lines I want to talk to you about when we come back after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. You really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Lead singer of the Platters. If you like music, I don't care how old you are, you gotta love that. Classics, just like me. That's what my kids call me sometimes. Sometimes they call me a classic. Other times they call me something that sounds like classic, or it's the same thing as classic, only it's not quite as nice, I guess. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm talking about your aim. Where is your aim? Are you aiming high enough? You can aim too high. I know people who are dreamers, and it's okay to be a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. I admit it. I'm a dreamer. But the key is to dream high enough that you can, that it is something that can be attained, even if you have to stretch. But don't aim so high, don't dream so big that it's impossible to pull something like that off. For example, what if I decided I wanted to become an automobile manufacturer and compete with Ford or Toyota? Well, that's not something that's all that possible, really, is it? I mean, I guess it could be done, but who's gonna do that? Or I'm going to compete with Coca-Cola. I'm going to start a brand new company and compete with Coca-Cola. That's not something that is likely. That's the wrong kind of a dream for me. But I can dream other dreams they can still be high. They can still be make my aim to be high. And it can still be something that even if I miss my mark, even if I miss what I wanted, what my goal was, what my dream was, when I miss it, I probably won't land where I started. I'll probably land at least a little bit higher up, a little bit farther down the journey, in a little better position, a little better situation, a little better informed than I was. Than I was before I took the leap, before I went after that dream. I'll at least be a little better off, and here's why. Because as Thomas Edison is credited as saying, and I think this is a paraphrase, but I love the way this sounds. He said, "When you fail, you've successfully identified what doesn't work." And isn't that what life is? Isn't life a continuous series of little bitty failures, hopefully little ones, sometimes big ones, but isn't that what it is? A little corrections, isn't that what life is? I mean, you raise a child, and you make mistakes with one child, and the second one, maybe you make some fewer mistakes than you did with the first one, or every day that goes by, you should learn something that helps you to live the better day, the next day a little bit better, and that's what aiming high is all about. Making sure that you don't stay where you are, that you grow a little bit. And if you can't do that as a small business owner, ladies and gentlemen, then you're not going to be successful. And I hate to be that, you know, definite about anything, although that is my nature to do that. The marketplace is not going to allow you to be successful if you aren't always looking for the next step. If you aren't always trying to reach a little bit of a higher position than you are right now, even though it's frightening, even though it's scary, even though you don't have all the answers. And see, this is where I think a lot of small business owners get locked up. I think this is where they get stuck. They think they need to have all the answers. And ladies, I'm particularly going to talk to you right now because you've heard me say this many times before, and you've heard the women business experts, the women who are experts on women in business. You've heard them either say this or agree with me when I said it. Confidence. One of the things that women need to have a little bit more supply of is confidence. You need to build up a little more self-confidence. And you know that. And so maybe one of the reasons why that if you're having trouble taking action, see, guys don't have that much trouble because we've got this built-in ego thing, right? You know, that kind of makes us do things even when we shouldn't. Ladies, not so much. And so make sure that you don't try to have all the answers. You can't really have all the answers. It can't be perfect. You can't wait to take action, to reach for that next step, that next goal, to aim a little bit higher. You can't do that because you'll never pull the trigger. You'll never take the step if you believe that you've got to have all the answers and that you've got to be completely happy about the way things are and about how things are going and completely confident that it's going to work out all right. Because it may not, but you still have to take the step. There comes a time, there comes a moment, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, when you have to take the step. You have to aim high and try to reach that, even and be prepared to fail, rather than aiming too low to a point where you absolutely positively know that you won't fail. If you do that, if you do the latter, nothing will happen. You'll be right where you are. You won't have learned anything. You will not have grown. But one thing that will have happened is the marketplace will have run over you. So if you want to make sure that you're staying out in front and have the maximum opportunity to be successful, aim high, even if you might fail. You'll be better off than you are right now. 29 after, stay with me. I'll be right back with our good friend Mike Menzies. He's the resident banker in the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Stay with us.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.